Laura Jones from KRCL. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how you doing, Maeve? Happy to report here from Salt Lake City. We're at the City County Building and just getting started with the No Kings rally. They'll be marching up to the Capitol in about 20 minutes or so. Lots of great signs and checklists for fascism with all the boxes checked off. And a lot of signs that I can't even tell you about. I guess the tamest one would be stop pissing off librarians. Hope I didn't violate any FCC rules there.
I think we're safe with that one.
And there was a lot of emptying and resistance. They've been handing out their pamphlets and songs, and they're getting ready to go. Across the state of Utah today, there are 18 planned No Kings rallies. In Salt Lake City, the last one a year ago, attracted about 10,000 folks, and of course, tragically, ended in the death of Afa Alu with a peacekeeper. They've really emphasized nonviolence and more a sense of joy moving up the march route. But politics in Utah. Salt Lake City is a blue dot in a red state, but with 18 events across the state, from Logan to Washington County, Salt Lake City, the capital, to Fillmore, the original territorial capital of Utah, we're seeing a growing movement even in Zion, as Utah is often called.
One of the things I find very interesting about Utah is your congressional representation there, and particularly Senator Mike Lee, who has really been spearheading an effort to offload public lands into private hands. Are people concerned about that at the No Kings rally today?
Yes, folks are concerned about that, but I think overarching is just a call for unity in the cause, but also just concerns about fascism and authoritarianism. So that's kind of what we're seeing on the ground here. I'm seeing people quoting 3rd Nephi, for verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hath the spirit of contention is not of me. So a lot of folks who aren't religious, or at least calling out Utah's history as the capital of Mormonism. There's a sign here that says, Les Molloy hates public lands. So I think they're starting to spread that from just Mike Lee to our entire congressional delegation.
Utah as well has been interesting in terms of what's happening with some of the redistricting. Of course, a lot of attention paid to redistricting efforts in Texas, also in California. But Utah, you've had your own situation there as well.
Yes, yes. And former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder releasing a statement in just the last day or two in support of what has happened here on the redistricting front and the failure to put an anti-Prop 4 ballot initiative forward in November. That would have repealed the voter-approved fair boundaries redistricting ballot initiative that was approved in 2018, and that the super majority, the GOP, has been fighting ever since.
Anything else happening in the Salt Lake City No Kings rally that you think would be of interest to the national audience? What else is going on out there?
Well, it's an interesting mix of church and state that people are calling out. I'm seeing some signs right here. It's like they aren't even listening, says George Washington, holding a pamphlet that says, "We the people," and next to him, Jesus Christ saying, "Dude, I know." So there's humor, there's politics, there's religion, and that is Utah, the state of Deseret in a nutshell.
Okay, well, Laura Jones reporting from Salt Lake City. Laura's with KRCL right there in Salt Lake City, Utah. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.